West Nile season has arrived in McLean County. The disease is rare but can be deadly, so preventative measures are important. Angie Crawford is a senior sanitarian with the McLean County Health Department. She says based on past seasons, McLean County is entering a peak period for the West Nile virus.
Through the last few years, we have traditionally started to see some of our positive West Nile virus indicators come through this time of year. Positive mosquitoes, birds traditionally do happen now, but it is weather dependent. So the hotter it gets, the more we do typically see positive West Nile virus mosquitoes.
And as of this interview, you've had your first positive indication, right?
We did. We just had our first positive West Nile virus mosquito pool. It was collected from the 61705 zip code area east of Bloomington.
And what does that mean? A positive indicator.
That means that people just need to start really being diligent when they're going out. They need to make sure that they're grabbing their insect repellent, putting on that bug spray. When they're grabbing their sunscreen, they should just automatically grab their bug spray as well and make sure that they're protecting themselves and really pay attention in the times of day that they're outside. And if they're going to be outside for a while, that they do protect themselves with either the bug spray, long pants, long sleeves, to make sure that they're not getting bitten by any mosquitoes.
So contraction of West Nile is still fairly rare. We know it's here now, but only 1 in 500 mosquitoes carries the virus. Only 1% of people infected will develop the severe illness. Is the threat worth all the personal preventative measures like wearing long sleeves and pants when it's hot or smearing yourself with the insect repellent?
It is. Most people, like if I were to get bitten by a mosquito, if you were to get bitten by a mosquito, even if we were to get West Nile virus, our symptoms wouldn't be very severe. We'd have a bit of a headache. We might be a little bit feverish. We'd feel run down for a few days. But there are those people, adults over the age of 50 and those who are immunocompromised that might be going through chemotherapy treatments or have more severe illnesses. West Nile virus can very much adversely affect their health, and it can be severe enough that it leads to even death, ultimately.
Why over 50? Do people my age, which is a phrase I hate, have suppressed immune systems or what?
This virus, that's the audience that it likes. Some are geared more towards children. This one, that 50 years and above, is where it seems to affect people the most.
A repellent with DEET, is that the best option?
So the insect repellents that you want to use should be EPA registered to fight against things like West Nile virus. So you want to make sure that you're reading the labels. DEET is known to be very effective. There are some other chemicals that are effective as well. But as long as it's registered through the EPA, and they have a wonderful website that outlines specifically what type of insecticide might be best for you to use. So we always recommend that you view that. Read the instructions on each individual bug spray to see what will work for you, and make sure that if you have young children that you're speaking with your pediatrician.
Is there a percentage of DEET that the insect repellent should have? I mean, I've bought some what's been called like heavy-duty camping repellent,
right?
That's like 10% DEET.
Right. So they say that 10% and above is effective. You don't have to go with a super strong, like a 50% DEET. Read the labels. A lot of times it has to do with how often you have to reapply it. But 10 to 25% has been known to be effective against West Nile virus.
So this is a type of encephalitis.
Correct.
What is encephalitis?
So it'll cause a swelling in your brain. Which is why you'll get like headaches. And in the more severe cases, it can be lead to neuro issues. You can have paralysis, difficulty breathing, and then ultimately the death from it. So
are there some symptoms, early symptoms, that should indicate to me that I should seek medical help?
What we always say is that, as you alluded to earlier, if you have an insect bite from a mosquito, you're not necessarily going to have any type of illness. However, if you've been getting mosquito bites and you start to develop a fever, you start to develop headaches, seek advice from your physician.
Are the symptoms generally recognized by someone else?
Yes.
They're seeing the symptoms in someone else.
Sure, yeah. Sure, yes. And if you ever have any questions, just call your doctor and they'll say if it's, they're not worried about it, or you should watch it for a few days, or if they want to see you. The only way to test for West Nile virus is through blood samples. So that decision would be made by your physician.
At one point, Illinois had the highest incident rate and number of deaths. Where does Illinois stand today? And are people in McLean County at any greater risk than a southern Illinois or a northern Illinois county?
So it all has to do with the weather, and some counties do more surveillance than other counties. Some just do birds collection. We do birds, mosquitoes. So comparing county to county is a little bit difficult. As far as the state comparison from year to year, we're just kind of starting to gear up the season of being able to say, yes, we have this many positives. So it'll be interesting to see what the weather does to determine if we have a hotter, drier summer moving forward, that we do start to get more positives.
You mentioned the McLean County surveillance efforts. What all is involved in that?
So for McLean County, we do mosquito testing, and we do that in-house. So we actually have sites throughout the county where we set up traps. The mosquitoes come to them. We collect the traps. We take them back to our health department, and we actually test the mosquitoes themselves within our department so we can get an instant reading on whether it's positive for West Nile virus. We do bird collection as well, and we rely on the residents of McLean County to help us out with that one. So if anybody sees a dead bird in their yard that's been dead for less than 24 hours, they can call us and we can collect it, and those we send off to a state lab and they do the testing there. The birds usually, because it is an encephalitis and their brain's starting to swell, they won't be able to fly properly. They'll stagger around the property a little bit. So you'll notice birds behaving strangely, and that's a good indication that you should give us a call. If it's been hit by a car, if it's run into your patio door and broken its neck, if it's been sitting out there for a few days and has a lot of flies on it.
Please don't call.
Please don't call. Or you can call and we'll talk you through it, but please don't be offended if we don't take the bird.
are crows more susceptible?
Crows have a tendency to have really high viral counts. So they're one of the birds that we see most often with West Nile virus, but we collect many different types of birds, crows, blue jays, cardinals, sparrows. So if you have a bird, call us and ask, and we'll let you know if it's one that we would consider for testing.
We talked about long sleeves and pants and using repellent. What about other measures we can take around the house or the neighborhood?
So mosquitoes breed in stagnant water. So any sources of water that you have on your property, they should be either removed, or you can make sure that you empty them at least once a week, because that's the breeding cycle for the mosquito. So bird baths, just empty it out, take a little brush, scrub it out a little bit. That'll get rid of any eggs or larvae that might be in that water, and then fill it up with fresh water. Pet bowls, gutters. Now it falls just around the corner. This last few days, it's felt like fall weather. But we're going to have starting to get a lot of leaves in our gutters, so they're going to get clogged up. That's an ideal place for mosquito growth. So just kind of pay attention to your yard. Any wet areas that you have, try to address those at least once a week.
And you monitor or surveil from mid-May to mid-October. Does
Correct.
That have anything to do with the first and last frost in central Illinois?
It absolutely does. It's very weather-based. So this type of mosquito, the Culex pipiens, which is the one that transmits West Nile virus, does like temperatures above 50. So once those temperatures start to really drop below 50 overnight, they slow down and aren't as active. So yeah, we really gauge the temperatures throughout the season to see what our activity will be like.
So call if there's a dead bird that looks likely or behaving oddly. And my neighbor had a rundown water garden for a while. That would be an instance where I would probably want to call.
Absolutely.
Unless I talk with a neighbor.
Yes. Abandoned swimming pools. Sometimes homes are vacant and they have a swimming pool in their backyard that isn't covered, or little wading pools that it's as simple as turning a wading pool upside down so it doesn't hold water. So there's really simple things that you can do to get water out of your property, and that's where those mosquitoes really like to grow.
Angie Crawford is the senior sanitarian with the McLean County Health Department. She said an additional preventative measure is to check window and door screens and repair any tears or loose screens to prevent mosquitoes from entering the home.